Hi VoiceTubers, I'm Kelsey. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Today's video is a VT English video, and it is called Classic English Tongue Twisters to Improve Your Pronunciation. So if you haven't heard of it already, VT English is a new series that we are doing on VoiceTube's YouTube channel, and we are teaching a lot of useful and fun English there. So if you're interested, you can go to our YouTube channel and check out the video. And we put up a new video every Tuesday at 7 p.m. So in this video, we were talking about English tongue twisters. And tongue twisters are phrases that are hard to say and that we like to challenge ourselves to say really fast. So it's fun and it's a good way to practice pronunciation. So the sentence that we're going to talk about in today's pronunciation challenge is, any noise annoys an oyster, but a noisy noise annoys an oyster more. So this is one of the tongue twisters that we introduced in the video. And like I said, the fun of tongue twisters is trying to say them fast. So you can try this tongue twister out and see how fast you can say it. Let's read that sentence one more time. Any noise annoys an oyster, but a noisy noise annoys an oyster more. All right, let's get on to the vocabulary for today. The first vocabulary word is annoy. Annoy is a verb, and it means to disturb someone or to make someone a little angry. So you could say something like, it annoys me when people chew their food loudly. Or, my little brother annoys me on purpose. The next word is annoying. So annoying is the adjective form of annoy. And annoying describes something that annoys someone. So you could say something like, the air conditioner makes an annoying noise. Or, I find it annoying when people take up two seats on the bus. Our next word is annoyance. So annoyance is a noun, and it is the state of feeling annoyed. So you could say, the customer expressed annoyance at the slow service. And annoyance can also mean something that is annoying. So you could say something like, mosquito bites are an annoyance. And that would basically mean mosquito bites are annoying. All right, our next vocabulary word is oyster. So an oyster is a type of shellfish, and they have oval-shaped, kind of rough, grayish shells. And they're known for making pearls. Oysters can be eaten, maybe raw or cooked. So you could say something like, I enjoy eating oysters, but shucking them is difficult. And shuck, or to shuck an oyster, means to open its shell. So to open an oyster, we say shuck an oyster. And we can also say shuck for other things. I think the other most common one would be corn. So you could say shuck corn or shuck an oyster. Okay, our next vocabulary word is clam. So a clam is another type of shellfish. And these ones are smaller than oysters and they're also eaten, but they're usually cooked. I don't think many people eat clams raw. And you could say something like, my favorite kind of soup is clam chowder. So clam chowder is a type of creamy soup that has clams in it. All right, our next word is another shellfish, and it is mussel. So this shellfish has a long, dark shell, and it's also eaten often. So you could say something like, I ordered steamed mussels at the seafood restaurant. So that would be one way of preparing mussels, or one way of cooking mussels. All right, our next word is scallop. A scallop is yet another type of shellfish, and its shell looks kind of like a clam shell, but it's flatter and it has ridges in it. And again, people really enjoy eating scallops, so you could say something like, the chef pan-fried the scallops with a bit of butter. All right, our next word is noisy. Noisy is an adjective, and it means loud and usually annoying. So you could say something like, the teacher told the children to lower their voices because they were being too noisy. And a word that is similar to this is ear splitting. So ear splitting is also an adjective, and it means so loud or so high pitched that it hurts your ears. So it is more extreme than noisy. It is super loud or super high pitched, so much that your ears hurt from that noise. So you could say something like, the woman let out an ear splitting scream. And that would mean that her scream was very loud and very high pitched, and it almost hurt your ears, or it really did hurt your ears. All right, our last vocabulary word is deafening. Deafening is also an adjective, and it is similar to ear splitting. It means extremely loud. So if you look at this word, you'll see the word deaf in it, and deaf means not being able to hear. So deafening means causing you to not be able to hear. But in this case, it's not actually literal. We don't mean that this thing makes you actually deaf. It's just an expression to kind of express that this sound is really loud. So you could say something like, the sound of the explosion was deafening. And that would mean the sound of the explosion was extremely loud. All right, that is all of our vocabulary. So let's look at our sentence one more time. Any noise annoys an oyster, but a noisy noise annoys an oyster more. Let's do that one more time faster, since it is a tongue twister this time. Any noise annoys an oyster, but a noisy noise annoys an oyster more. All right, I am excited to hear all of you try out this tongue twister. So remember to leave a recording for me. And I also have a question for you guys. So the question of the day is, do you know any other tongue twisters? Please leave a comment below answering this question along with your recording. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time, VoiceTubers.